you and all the members of a neighboring group. Another domain. Here we got a bunch of individuals living together, males, females. You want an easy metaphor, they're all living in a college dorm together. And this one demographically is an atypical dorm. Normally, in this realm, it would be a 1-to-1 female-to-male ratio. For some quirk, it just happens to have a predominance of females in this group. The males there are very atypical. They're not very aggressive for males. They're particularly socially affiliative. Not only are they all nice platonic buddies with the females, all the guys get along well with each other. And it happens every now and then. You get a new shipment of freshman guys shipped in there who are coming from some big, bad, aggressive, uncooperative world out there. And you come in, and what these folks are really good at is assimilating these new individuals into their special culture so that within about 6 months or so, these new males are no longer acting like these jerks, and instead they're nice and affiliative and unaggressive. A whole world of sort of humans hanging out in dorms and I don't know where, Reed College or Oberlin. No, this is a bunch of baboons. A troop of baboons that were studied in East Africa over the last decade or so, where a fluke led to the systematic killing of half of the males who were most aggressive and least socially affiliated. And what you saw there in the aftermath, a troop with a predominance of females, the remaining males, low aggression, high affiliation. And as new males came into the troop at adolescence, it would take about 6 months or so for these guys to be assimilated into the social milieu of this troop. What are we seeing here in the species that is not human? We are seeing cultural transmission. Another realm on first pass that would just sound like humans. Okay, you've got a female, and she's got some skill. She is highly skilled at some craft, building something or other, making it or something or other. This is a traditional skill. She learned how to do this by watching her mother, and her mother in turn watched her mother. And this female, skilled at this craft, of course, would like her kids to acquire these skills as well. And she has them around watching whenever she's doing this, and they're kind of learning it. And perhaps, no surprise to her, perhaps to her disappointment, she's noticing her daughters are learning it just fine. Her sons aren't very well because they can't pay attention. They're off screwing around and wrestling and chasing and breaking things, and the daughters learn this craft far better than the sons do. Humans, as you are guessing by now, no, not at all. In this case, chimps. Chimps in the 1970s, Jane Goodall, upending our very definition of what makes us humans. We are the only species that makes tools. No, as she discovered, chimps make tools. Chimps make a variety of different types, some of which involve multiple steps, planning, a fair amount of dexterity. And these tool-making skills are passed on multi-generationally. And a study showing, well, yeah, kids observe their mothers and learn how to make tools that way, but the sons don't learn anywhere near as well as the daughters because they don't pay attention. They're too busy doing other stuff. Okay, another domain where first pass, we'd be assuming we're looking at humans, not just any humans, but humans who are the finest of our kind, pro-social humans, individuals who look out for others, are willing to do something altruistic, even spontaneously so. And here these individuals have a choice. There's two scenarios. They're hanging out there and there's someone else. Maybe they know them, maybe they don't, maybe they can communicate with them, maybe not, but they have a choice. They can have, in one scenario, they could choose an option to get X amount of something wonderful. X amount of M&Ms, X amount of free kidney transplants, who knows what, where they have a choice between they can get this, or second option, they can get this and this other individual can get that same great thing as well. They have the opportunity to act selfishly or act pro-socially. And in this recent study of chimpanzees, what was shown was at a much higher than expected rate, these chimps are acting pro-socially. Given the option, they would rather choose a scenario where both they and this other individual get a reward, and it becomes more likely if that individual is giving some sort of solicitive gesture, but they will do it as well, purely spontaneously. However, yet another thing that's familiar, if that other individual is making